Welcome. Good morning. Welcome to Daily Sabbath on Thursday as we continue hearing from student speakers. And today our speaker is Tom Jorgensen. Welcome, Tom. We are going to begin by standing and singing our opening hymn, which is In the Body of Christ. It's the handout, or some of you have it memorized, which is also cool. So let's stand and sing.
Let us pray together. In you, Creator Almighty, we have our preservation and our bliss. In you, Christ, we have our restoring and our saving. You are our mother, brother, and Savior. In you, breathe the Holy Spirit, is marvelous and plenteous grace. You are our clothing, for your love wraps us and embraces us. You are our maker, our lover, our keeper. Teach us to believe that by your grace, all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. Amen. I invite you to sit.
Hello, everyone. I am Tom Jorgensen, and if you can excuse my speaking voice, Christmas in Christ Chapel is going to be a good time. For a long time, I've contemplated the kind of society that we live in, and I'm aware that sounds pretentious, but there are countless interpretations of this, and all of their own degrees of merit and thought put into them. I often wonder if we live in a society that is sort of defined by, how are you? Since I can remember the common, rather quaint Midwestern greeting to one another is, how are you? But how are we? Think about how many times, probably even today, in this chapel, within the past few minutes, you said, how are you to someone? Did they say good? And then you reciprocated when they asked you how you were? Are we really good? The fact of the matter is that all of us don't fit into a one-word response. Those familiar with myself are aware I am prone to feeling strongly about one thing or another, very, very strongly, and I've learned here at Gustavus that a lot of people, too, share my feelings of feeling very strongly about things that both matter and do not. But, it might seem obvious. And it might seem obvious at first, but think about how many times you've compared your strong emotions to someone else, or felt that you don't line up to something else. And if you think to yourself, I've never done that, you're lying. But personally, I have my own struggles. I try and match myself up to other people, and I try and think about ways I could have done something, if somebody does better on a test, if somebody gets a bigger laugh, etc. My own personal experience is I struggle with attention deficit disorder and dyslexia. And I will further elaborate on that, but even a simple learning disability can make your life extremely, extremely difficult. Others who do not have it might not understand, but why would anyone expect you to? There's many issues that happen with other people, issues in our community, issues locally, and issues globally that I don't understand. But I've been making the effort to try and put myself into other people's shoes, and it seems just right to me to listen to other people's complaints, to their fears, but also to their successes. Which brings me to this. What I long for, personally, is that when someone asks me how things are going for myself, the how are you, how am I feeling, so we don't have to give the cookie-cutter response. Sometimes we do feel good. It's okay to respond good if you feel good. I'm not condemning the greeting. I'm just asking you think about it a little bit. It could be perceived as a bit wishy-washy, but I think people can take to heart that we are bound by our emotions one way or another. No exercise in stoicism is truly successful, and even Zeno, the founder of stoicism, would probably concede that. Part of what makes us human is the fact that we learn from each other. We feel one another, we laugh with one another, or laugh at me. But sometimes we need to feel vulnerable to each other, and that's really not easy, especially when it's taught that vulnerability is not a good thing, that expressing your emotions, male, female, or in between, is a sign of weakness. And I don't believe that. It's okay if you're vulnerable. People who know me or know of me would see two completely different sides of me. I am very, very vulnerable. I like to show a good face to a crowd. I like to have a lot of prose. I like to enjoy speaking and making people laugh, but it's not always that case. And internally, I have what some people might call imposter syndrome. I don't believe in myself nearly as much as I probably deserve. I think that I'm constantly falling upwards, and it's a miracle that I've made it this far. I'm not perfect, and nobody is, but nearly every night I will go back to my bed and I will think, did I really succeed what I wanted to today? And the answer, in reality, could be yeah. But to my own thought process, it's always no. I sometimes carefully craft an error on myself, one that carries themselves very well, very highly, and some of that's a facade I have to concede. There's moments in my life where I feel like I'm at a total impasse. Things aren't working properly. I think so low of myself that I could hardly function. I was afraid. I would feel sickness within me when even the slightest obstacle would rear its head. Every day became a race, and not a fun kind of race. Race from point A to point B. Wake to sleep. Try and complete your objectives as fast as possible. Duck out of any human interaction, and especially duck out when things were going tough. In the end, doctors and counselors were helpful to me, but a watershed moment was when two different people on the same day asked me, how are you? I've asked this, granted, over text message. Technology is not the most conducive to conversation, but I was at an undeniably low point in my life and responded completely candidly to both. I wasn't good. In fact, I was very, very bad. I let them know I hadn't been sleeping, I hadn't been bathing properly, and that it was one more stressful event, no matter how minor, away from feeling that my only alternative would be to quit school or do something. They responded differently. One person was rather taken aback by this outward display of emotion. They meant, "How are you?" as "Our hello." And to be fair, I do not blame them. I would probably have been taken aback as well. I would have excused myself from the conversation as they did. For around a minute, I felt like everything I had ever felt about showing emotion had been validated. That this vulnerability only pushes people away. But the other person informed me that they wanted to know more, that they did care, and that their "how are you" was genuine, and that "how are you" means something, that it's not just a hello, but they wanted to know what I was going through, what my issues were, and how I could possibly achieve a solution or just be a shoulder to cry on, something. In the present, I'm feeling better. It's occasionally rough. It's hard sometimes. I don't expect life to be easy, and if you do, good for you. But knowing people out there really do care when they say, "How are you?" was absolutely massive for me. It was a turning point, because you never know who does care until they express it. And even something as simple as "How are you?" can mean a lot. Now, when someone asks me, "How are you?" I'm honest. When I say, "How are you?" I want the most out of them. I don't care how detailed or little detail there is, as long as they're honest. Sharing how you are feeling when you are well is certainly great too. Don't write off "good" yet, because sometimes we can be good. This is why your "how are you" is so important. You're never sure what's really on someone's mind. Some people, myself included, can craft a brilliant facade and make the appearance that nothing's going wrong, but you never know where they are in life. I think if you feel like $1 million or you've been acing your exams and someone asks you, "How are you?" you should express that. Let people know that you're feeling great. Let people know that you're feeling better than ever. If your world is going up in flames around you or you're feeling worse than you've ever been, express it. Because whether you or them can offer advice, commiseration, or just listen and be there, being there and being part of someone's life is just, it's so important. And you never know, the next person you listen to might help them vastly, might help them cope, or might help them share their joy. And all you can hope then is that they're willing to have that same vulnerability to someone else, that soon they might ask, "Hey, how are you?" with the gravitas it deserves. You might be the one who gets to share their sorrows and triumphs. Eventually, maybe we can all work together a little better. It's this small act that builds a greater community. And maybe, but just maybe, will help foster a little bit stronger sense of care for your fellow person if your "how are you" can carry weight. Difficult to appreciate others sometimes, and I'd even go as far as to say is it's much harder to appreciate yourself. At least that's my perspective. But there's people who do care around you, even if they haven't made it apparent, even if they want to pretend that they don't really care. Some people do genuinely care, and you might not know that at first glance. These people exist, and they're there to listen. I now, after this epiphany moment, consider myself one of those people. If you want to talk to me, I'm willing to listen, and I hope everyone eventually can do that. After we go, I can only ask one favor from those who are listening, and it's ask someone how they're doing later, and really, really try and mean it. Let them know they can be honest, and that you can be honest. It might be a moment of great catharsis for you or them. Or it might not be that much. The importance is really just trying it and see how it goes. Just think about it. Dwell on it for a little bit. At night, think about people who you might want to ask, how are you? People in your life you think may be having it harder, or maybe having it better than you originally thought. So, everyone here, how are you? Thank you.